We've got IMC volunteer here who just got back from the march, from the breakaway march, and he's going to give a quick recap of what happened.
All right, well, just to give background, the IAC has one of their headquarters in San Francisco, and so always their recent protests have been in Washington, D.C. and San Francisco, and at each of the IAC demos, another group called Anti-War Action has called for breakaway marches that are illegal and unpermitted and call for a diversity of tactics. And at the last one, that happened, and people marched for a little bit, marched to the military recruiting center. But this time...
multiple tactics.
Yes.
Targets.
This time a diversity of tactics was realized, and basically people started off left Civic Center probably around 3 p.m. and marched to the San Francisco Chronicle. Basically, the tactic used was that part of the crowd blocked one part of the block, another part of the crowd blocked the other end, and that created a police-free space for people to realize their diversity of tactics.
Yeah. Expression.
Realize their dreams and ambitions. So it started out with mostly just people spray painting things at the San Francisco Chronicle, and then as the march went on and the formation of the group gave them more space from the police, basically a bunch of barricades were thrown in the street, mostly made of newspaper boxes or trash cans or mostly trash cans and newspaper boxes. But then, so as far as I know, the crowd did a number, like breaking windows and spray painting the British Embassy and Citicorp and Starbucks.
Ooh, Tony Blair.
Yes, and the INS building was truly destroyed. The front of it was completely smashed. All the windows were smashed. Several newspaper boxes were thrown into the INS building. And then from there, Victoria's Secret was hit. In fact, one Black Bloc individual participating in the Black Bloc picked up a newspaper box all by himself and twirled around in a circle about four times and then sent the newspaper box flying into the Victoria's
Dream
Secrets.
Angels.
Yes.
The new line by Victoria's Secrets.
And then from that point, the police became more aggressive, basically, after Victoria's Secrets was hit, and they were chasing the crowd who was running, chasing them on motorcycle and foot, and also horseback. And then things got complicated around Powell and Market, and an arrest was made. About 50 people jumped in to attempt an unarrest.
Solidarity.
Yeah, and a little scuffle broke out. Definitely I saw some fists connecting with policemen's heads and things like this. And then we realized that they were blocking us into that block. There were probably like 10 police vehicles at one end and 10 police vehicles at the other end, and police on horseback and everything else blocking us into that block. And so people decided to escape through the BART station, which was right there. So a bunch of people ran down into BART. The police chased them on foot. A couple people were arrested in the BART, but more people escaped. Some more people were arrested in the street, and we don't have numbers yet. All we know is that there were 3 confirmed arrests. And we only know who one of them was. And then basically people just dispersed. So, whatever. There was 2 hours of successful, two or
Maybe
3 hours.
Maybe next time the San Francisco Shopping Center will be hit. We don't know. We can't say because we're not necessarily saying that.
Right, and this is not a suggestion.
Yeah. Okay. We're just saying that it was missed.
I can no longer participate in this webcast.
I guess this wouldn't be a time for me to cheer.
So we have sounds of the INS building.
Okay. I guess we've got sounds from the INS building being demolished, so.
Yeah. of narrowly averted disasters in the whistling.